Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Esther Thomas, Roger Wolf Kahn, and Jelly Roll Morton, fulfill a request, and listen to this past week in recording history. I received a nice email last week from listener Chris, who had heard a song recorded recently by the Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band and was asking about sheet music or vintage recordings. The song is Gone, which was written in 1930 by Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and Harry Link. I'm afraid I couldn't help with the sheet music, but I do have several vintage recordings of Gone, and here's one of them.
A dream lingers on, for my loved one is gone. Gone, like the roses of June, like a beautiful tune that has ended too soon. It seems a moment ago we met. Did you forget? One fleeting moment of love that brings only regret because you're gone. Like my heart, you are gone. There's no hope in the dawn, for my loved one is gone.
No stars, no dawn. gone. I'm standing by the river where it flows down to the sea. Old river seems to be saying this to me. No sun, no song, no dawn. No one to love, no one to care.
The resident band of that favorite late-night spot for the rich and famous, London's Kit Kat Club. Jack Hilton's Kit Kat Band, led by American saxophonist Al Starita, and If You Hadn't Gone Away. If You Hadn't Gone Away was written by Lou Brown, Billy Rose, and Ray Henderson, and that recording was from November 4, 1925. Before that, we heard Miss Ruth Etting and Now That You've Gone, written by Ted Fiorito and Gus Kahn from September 1, 1931. We began with a request from listener Chris for Gone, written in 1930 by Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and Harry Link. That was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra with Sonny Schuyler on December 23, 1936. Kay Kaiser had recorded it exactly 2 weeks earlier, and Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra also had their version. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 18th, marked the birth in 1894 in Louisville, Kentucky, of Esther Thomas. She adopted the stage name Esther Walker and appeared on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater in the production of Monte Cristo Jr., where she played Daisy and reportedly stole the show. Monte Cristo Jr. was described as a musical extravaganza in two acts, opened on February 12, 1919, and ran for 254 performances. Later that year, as Aunt Kitty in the Broadway show Hello, Alexander, she sang a song called Why Are Chickens So High?, which might explain why the show closed after just 56 performances at the 44th Street Theater. Hello, Alexander did, however, feature the song Roses of Picardy. Esther Walker's recording career was also brief. She recorded for Victor from 1919 to 20 and for Brunswick from 1925 to 27, producing a total of 32 sides, including You Gotta Know How to Love and It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry. In 1920, Esther Thomas married Texas theater owner Carl Hoblitzel, who was an event manager at the St. Louis World's Fair and founded the Interstate Amusement Company in 1905. Carl and Esther established the Hoblitzel Foundation in 1942, which still thrives today. Esther Thomas Walker Hoblitzel died of cancer in Dallas on July 26, 1943, at age 48. She left the bulk of her estate to the foundation, but she left us with the following.
I'm here to tell you about a girl who can beat them all. Don't waste your time taking her out. I know what I'm talking about. She's just a teasing gal that all the fellows call. Hard to get Gertie, that hard to get gal. Witty and pretty, but nobody's pal. There ain't no use of coaxing or of teasing. She's just a gal with whom you cannot reason. Suffering papas, ain't she mean? Stingiest mama I have ever seen. Save your time, save your dough, 'cause all she can say is no, no, no. Hard to get Gertie, that doggone hard to get gal. Hard to get Gertie, that hard to get gal. Witty and pretty, nobody's pal. No use of doing anything to please her. Her heart is colder than an ice cream freezer. Mighty good looking, she's got plenty of charm. But I'm here to warn you that she's a false alarm. Outside her door she'll let you stand. Her front hall is no man's land. Hard to get Gertie, that doggone hard to get gal. She will go out, but she won't give in. Hard to get Gertie, that doggone hard to get gal.
Sick bowl. If you have someone who appeals a lot to you, there is one thing you might as well know. I'll tell you, you've got to know how to love them. Said you've got to know what to do. You got to know how to gaze in their eyes. Little sighs and lies, little lies. You've got to know, you've got to know what to tell them. Whenever there's a beautiful moon above, they're bound to fall, and all they need is a shove. You got to know, you got to know how to love. You got to know how to love them. Said you got to know what to do. You got to know, you got to know when they want to be kissed, how to insist when they resist. Yes, you got to know, you got to know what to buy them, all the little things that a baby keeps thinking of. And if you want to keep your sweetheart hold up, you got to know, yes, you got to know how to love.
We began that little tribute to Esther Walker, June 8, 1926, with Hard to Get Gertie, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. That was followed by Harry Warren's You Gotta Know How to Love, and we finished up with I Ain't That Kind of a Baby, recorded in September of 1927. Irving Cale and Eddie Britt wrote the lyrics to Sammy Fain's tune.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1907 in Morristown, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Roger Wolf Kahn. He began playing violin at age 7 and eventually mastered over a dozen instruments, but in most cases played alto sax. Roger's father was the fabulously wealthy industrialist Otto Kahn, who indulged Roger's musical interests and bought the Arthur Lang Orchestra for him in 1923. Because of financial subsidies from his father, the band was sometimes referred to as the Million Dollar Band and included some of the finest musicians of the day. They played at exclusive venues around New York, including long runs at the Biltmore Hotel, and the band recorded for Victor between 1925 and 32. In 1928, Kahn wrote Crazy Rhythm along with Joseph Meyer and Irving Caesar, and it was introduced in the stage musical Here's How. Kahn also collaborated with Al Dubin on All By My Lonesome. In the mid-30s, Roger's interests turned more to aviation, and he gave up the band and worked as an aviation researcher, consultant, and test pilot. He died in New York City on July 12, 1962, at just 54 years of age. Here's Roger Wolf Kahn.
Thank you. Thank you. have someone like me to love you? Wouldn't you like to have someone like me to think of you? Someone to hold your hand, someone to understand when you are blue. Someone to share all your troubles and care that you know would be true. Wouldn't you like to have someone like me around you? There's lots of things I'd really be glad to do. And if you'd like a kiss, I'd never miss a minute or two. Now tell me, wouldn't you like to have someone like me to love you?
We began our tribute to Roger Wolf Kahn with Just the Same, written by Walter Donaldson, Joe Burke, and Frank Skinner, recorded April 14, 1927. That was followed by the peppy Jersey Walk from November 4, 1926. Jersey Walk was written by Eddie Dowling and James F. Hanley. Next, we heard South Wind from May 12, 1927, and we finished up with Wouldn't You? Written by Owen Murphy, sung there on November 24, 1926 by Franklin Bauer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yesterday, October 20th, marked the birth in 1890 in New Orleans of Ferdinand Joseph Morton, better known as Jelly Roll Morton. As a teenager, he played piano in sporting houses in New Orleans' Storyville section and worked as a vaudeville comedian, pianist, and other less upstanding jobs around the South. In 1917, his jazz composition Jelly Roll Blues was published in Chicago, whereupon he moved to California and played on the West Coast until 1923, when he returned to Chicago. He recorded piano solos for Jeanette and then formed his band, the Red Hot Peppers, which recorded for Victor. He relocated to New York in 1928 and continued to record for Victor until 1930. The Depression took its toll, and he fell on hard times and into obscurity. In the early 30s, Alan Lomax and his father, folklorist John A. Lomax, developed the Library of Congress's Archive of American Folk Song, and in 1938, Alan Lomax recorded a series of interviews with Morton about early jazz. His health deteriorated, and he died in Los Angeles on July 10, 1941. Here are three from Jelly Roll Morton.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton's New Orleans Jazz Men, September 28, 1939, and Climax Rag, written by James Scott. That was preceded by the July 8, 1929 piano solo of his own composition, Pep. We began our tribute to Jelly Roll Morton with another Morton composition, Hammond Eggs, credited on the label to Johnny Dunn and his original Jazz Hounds, one of four recordings cornetist Johnny Dunn made with Morton on March 18, 1928.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are Harry Reaser's Syncopators.
Tell me, folks, what else could matter anymore? When baby fingers go a-mussing through my hair, let the world go on a-fussing, I should care. When I come back from town, they meet me by the gate. They greet me with the love I've hungered for. If I'm not in heaven, then I'm right next door. When baby feet go pitter-patter across my floor. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Reaser's Syncopators and Baby Feet Go Pitter-Patter Across My Floor. The vocalist on that October 19, 1927 Columbia recording was Tom Stax. Baby Feet Go Pitter-Patter was written by Gus Kahn. Next, it was Jack Hilton's Jazz Band and Laughing Waltz from October 18, 1921. We finished up with Joe Venuti's Four and Runnin' Ragged from October 18, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.